Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. Hope you had a good day at work, and thanks for flipping your radio on this here program for your drive home. We've got Alan Harris in Traffic Command, who will alert you to any traffic issues that he spots, but if you spot one before Alan does, you got good eyes, but you can always use the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 3930. That's 3930 to... let Alan know about any traffic situations that may arise. So a couple of things on my plate right now. The president's defense has wrapped up its work with respect to President Trump in the Senate. But the big question right now is, once again, will there be additional witnesses called? Should there be additional witnesses called by the Senate? And what has kind of changed the mix a little bit is John Bolton. And John Bolton used to be national security advisor to President Trump. They had a falling out. President Trump either fired him or Bolton quit the job. Bolton is trying to sell a book, and somehow contents of the book regarding Ukraine and President Trump's dealing, somehow that got out just as Amazon was taking pre-orders for John Bolton's book. John Bolton was a guy, interestingly, and it's funny how this works. John Bolton was a guy that a lot of people on the left didn't have much use for up until roughly 48 hours ago. Just like Mitt Romney is now once again in the good graces of national media because Mitt Romney is a thorn in the side of President Trump. But it was just a few short years ago, Mitt Romney was scum of the earth when he was running against Barack Obama for Obama's second term. And we heard the stories about how Mitt Romney let workers' wives die of cancer and how he had the family dog in a crate on top of the station wagon or whatever vehicle it was on some vacation. But now, all those years later, or these years later, I should say, Mitt Romney is once again a darling of the media, just like John McCain was a darling of the media when he was a renegade Republican. And then he ran against President Obama when he was Senator Obama, and John McCain became scum of the earth. John McCain was disposed of in the election which saw President Obama ascend to power. And then John McCain once again became a good guy, a hail fellow, well met in the media. So it is interesting to see how the press spins an individual. Same individual, but circumstances can make them a hero or a villain. And it kind of reminds me of the old expression we used to hear all the time about the Middle East, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And it kind of seems that way with the mainstream media and people like John Bolton, people who used to be reviled in mainstream media, suddenly become the darlings of mainstream media if it is thought that they've got the goods on President Trump. And I've seen that expression in more than one news article, has the goods on President Trump. And I got to be honest, and I know that this is not a real popular opinion, but I would like to hear what John Bolton has to say under oath. I would also like to hear what the Bidens and others have to say under oath, with the caveat that it must be in a certain timely manner. And when I say certain timely manner, I mean, let's wrap this thing up within 2 weeks. You're going to call in more witnesses, do it within 2 weeks. Otherwise, this thing is going to drag and drag and drag even further, which, by the way, might not necessarily be the worst thing in the world, because God knows what the Democrats are going to put forward next on President Trump. Right now, they're tied up with the impeachment trial. But you've got to believe that they've got another salvo coming once the president is acquitted. Because why do we know this? Because that's been the pattern between the media and their allies in the Democrat Party. It's just been one salvo, another salvo, another salvo, another salvo, pretty much since Trump went down the escalator at Trump Tower in New York City. And why would we have any reason to believe that it's going to be any different after the impeachment trial is done with? And I guess the bigger picture, and I'll get right back to phone calls from you guys. The bigger picture is it doesn't matter. In terms of the media and coverage and analysis and CNN and MSNBC and ABC, CBS and NBC, it really doesn't matter whether or not there are more witnesses or the Senate simply sticks with what the House impeachment managers have presented. Any vote to acquit President Trump under any circumstances is going to be seen as simply a Republican political betrayal of the entire country. The only acceptable vote would be to remove President Trump from office. And even that, probably barely so, because then the next target by default would be Vice President Pence, who would take over for President Trump in that event. Then he becomes bad guy number one, just like George W. Bush was bad guy number one. And before that, if you are a Republican, and I'm not, but if you are a Republican, and you are president of the United States or in a position of prominence in the United States, by default, you become an enemy of the Democrat Party and their allies, because the ultimate goal they have is to stifle all dissent from their progressive lean, which is actually a regressive lean. And if you doubt me, you can watch all those wonderful documentaries online about Leninism, Marxism, and the Russian Revolution, and how those nice fellows dealt with dissent. Let's go to Bob in a cell phone. Bob, to wrap things up.
Hey, Tom. Like I said, about the same time with Hunter Biden over in the Ukraine with Burisma, I saw something like a documentary on, I believe it was YouTube,
Dude, what is going on, man?
But it spelled out the fact that John Kerry's chief of staff, or ex-chief of staff, was on the board also. And it was about the time that they were talking about the new Green Deal, and we're going to look to curtail energy production here in the States. And they wanted to ramp it up over in the Ukraine, and they needed eyes and ears here in Washington. And no better way to plant a couple people on the board at Burisma and to get millions of dollars to help supplement your energy company. It's just a mess.
Well, all right, so we've got a mess. What's the best way to clean it up?
I don't know, AK-47, a couple of them, an Uzi. It's so intertwined. That's why they didn't want somebody from the outside like Trump in Washington, because everything's so intertwined. You serve on somebody's staff, and then you either go to K Street as a lobbyist, or you get some cushy job somewhere else for your services, and you're also in a position where if somebody calls and needs your influence, they'll call in a favor because, they got you the job. Just politics nowadays,
You say nowadays, but it's always been that way. Power has always been about who rules and who can do what for whom and how you use the power.
You know what, exactly. But, with the media and with the news, you get it like a matter of minutes after it happens, and that is as much news as we're bombarded with. Stuff that you would never have heard of before in the last 30, 40 years, I mean, it's coming out a lot quicker now, and people are being exposed and whatnot. That I mean, it's so dirty that no wonder people are, you know, want to spend millions of dollars to get into politics, because, like you said, the power being, you know, once you're in a position, what is it, like 94% reelection rate? You know, was it in Congress, I believe?
Well, and how many of these people go in and they go in as virtual paupers and they emerge multi-millionaires? And, you know, you want to convince me that's totally on the up and up, because I ain't going to believe it.
No.
But again, this is as old, thank you, it's as old as humanity. The old expression, it's not what you know, it's whom you know, has a basis in fact, and has had a basis in fact and reality for as long as we've been walking upright and we haven't had tails. Here's Tony on a cell phone on WBEN. Hello.
Tom, Happy New Year. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
I'm going to use this analogy, okay? You're an architect. You build a beautiful building finally in the outer harbor of Buffalo. It's like a jewel, except you didn't follow environmental regulations, safety regulations, and the whole thing is flawed, no matter how good it looks.
Is it a Bass Pro?
They're going to make you tear it down. And my point is with this impeachment, the way that it was presented, the way that it was contrived, was wrong. It didn't follow the rules of the Constitution. And this is a watermark moment, because we have to decide, or if...
Well, I want you to elaborate on that thought. Unfortunately, I need to break, but I want to get right back to you. I'm not going to keep you waiting any longer than absolutely necessary. Let's go to Tony on a cell phone again on WBEN. So, Tony, you were saying...
I was saying, you build a beautiful building in downtown Buffalo in the outer harbor. They finally do something great, right? Except that architect don't follow the blueprints. He don't follow the safety regulations.
Right.
He don't follow environmental regulations. They have to tear that building down.
So in your mind, what specifically did the House people do that makes everything they're saying absolutely moot?
Well, according to what the Republican representatives were saying, there was not a bilateral work. You know, it was all one-sided. It was all Democratic. Like, they were shut out. You're never, any representative should never be shut out of anything that's debated in that House. That's not the idea of what we're about. And if you let that slip away, we're in trouble.
Wouldn't it be...
The Senate needs to punt this right back to him and go, you know what, you did such a bad job. This is terrible. This is a terrible piece of work you've done. And you have responsibilities. Schumer, even though he's a senator, but Nadler and Schiff and the rest of them in the House that contrived this, they have a responsibility. And they failed at their responsibility. And this is coming from somebody that sits in the middle of it all,
but
and not red or blue.
Don't you want, in the Senate, with additional witnesses, don't you want that intransigence, that irresponsibility, and that corruption and vacuous case, don't you want that exposed for the American people?
You know what? Yes. In any criminal trial, there should be witnesses, and it shouldn't matter who we're calling. This is who we're calling, and that's who you're calling. But do it right from the beginning. This is dripping. It's like you had some pretty high-end political scholars speak, you know, this week, you know, that have totally two different takes between Dershowitz and Ken Starr. These are totally different takes on the Constitution. They have spent their life in it. And they're both telling you that this is that when you look back at this in 100 years, say in 2112, okay, at this moment, you can say that we put our foot down and said, no, we're sticking to the document. We're not going to let this slip away, because this is one of these moments. This is why, as regular people, we should just call our representatives and tell them.
Right, but we have an election coming up, and it's going to sneak up on us before we even realize it's here. And if, as you said, I'm not even sure there's a mechanism to punt it back to the House without doing anything. I mean, they've got to vote I mean, unless I'm missing something, they have to vote one way or the other, either to convict or acquit the president.
I'm just saying that it shouldn't even come to that, because we can't even make that decision right now, because this is so screwed up that you got to do it again. And go to the courts like you're supposed to. Get the subpoenas like you're supposed to. Call your people like you're supposed to. And this would teach them a lesson, teach everybody a lesson. You better do your work correctly, and the more responsibility you have, you better be sure it's the right thing.
Now, practically speaking, that's not going to happen. And the real issue at hand right now is whether the Senate ought to call additional witnesses like John Bolton and, dare I say, like Joe and or Hunter Biden.
But I'm just saying, Tom, that's what needs to happen. It will teach a lesson to us in history. When you look back at it in history, it's very important right now.
Yeah. You know what, though? Something I've learned is that people don't care about history. And with every passing year, people care less and less about history.
I understand that, but this is our lives we're talking about. This is the way we're going to be governed. This is the way that people are going to our protections, our ability to rise up above nepotism and being and depression.
Yeah. And unfortunately,
more of it by letting this slip away.
People don't care. And in the world in which we live today, there is a new fact that we are pinged with every
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
30 seconds or so, and our entire sense of proportion and context is getting totally knocked out of whack. People, by and large, have no conception that there was a whole world of stuff happening years, centuries, millennia before their mother squirted them from her loins. It's all about me here now. What is trending? What is going on at this very moment with celebrity XYZ? What did so-and-so tweet? Boy, I can't believe he said that about a helicopter crash. I mean, it's one thing after another. And I would argue that we are so flooded with information that our entire sense of proportion and history is absolutely it's absolutely lost. Tony, I'm glad you called. I mean, for example, World War I was probably the single most defining event of the last 150 years of world history. And I would bet that your kid in high school is going to learn roughly a paragraph about World War I, if that. And if they're real lucky, by the time they graduate, they might be able to identify two or three of the countries that took part in it. It is 538 at News Radio 930 WBEN, and welcome, and Bowerly with you on the radio. And selfishly, I have to tell you, selfishly, I would like the impeachment trial over as soon as humanly possible, because, you know, I don't do a political talk show every single day for however many hours it is. There's so many other kind of cool things to talk about. But when you have the impeachment of a president, it's something that you do have to pay some attention to what is going on. It is history in the making, even if it might be history you don't like. The big question is, and we did talk about this last week or the week before, should additional witnesses be called? And that has really come to the fore in light of the John Bolton situation. And if you don't know, John Bolton is the guy with the white hair and that big old walrus white mustache, who at one point was President Trump's national security advisor. And then he and the president had a falling out. The president says he was fired. John Bolton said he was resigned from the office, and that's that. And he basically has had some things said about him by Rudy Giuliani, who basically says that John Bolton is a backstabber, says that John Bolton is somebody that he wishes he had never recommended for the job as President Trump's national security advisor. And I mentioned earlier the idea of how the media can turn on or turn off on someone. And Rudy Giuliani is one of the best examples of that, because 9/11 and in the immediate years of aftermath from 9/11, Rudy Giuliani was America's mayor. He was the man. He was the golden boy. But the minute he became very publicly, very closely associated with President Trump, suddenly Rudy Giuliani wasn't the golden boy anymore. It's as if he had kicked a fresh turd on a hot day in the eyes of the media. You know, you go back and you read the press accounts of Rudy Giuliani from 2001 to 2015. Everything was cool. He was the man. But lately, he can't catch a break in terms of the way he's perceived by media. And ultimately, regardless of which way the impeachment trial vote goes, and I think most everybody thinks this thing is going to end up in President Trump's acquittal, my only warning to you is most everybody thought Hillary Clinton was going to be elected to the presidency. It's politics. It's Washington. Anything can and usually does happen. There is one interesting note, and by the way, my question to you is, should witnesses, especially John Bolton, be called? I would say, yeah, because, I don't know, I'm just the kind of guy that if I'm going to make a decision, I like to have as much information available as possible. And I would have to consider President Trump's one-time national security advisor to be a credible source for information. I would like to hear what he had to say under direct examination, under cross-examination, how if senators are able to ask questions through the Chief Justice, how those questions are answered so that I can truly make the best non-prejudiced decision I can with respect to the guilt or innocence of the president. Now, that being said, let's just say, and this point has come up a number of times already on this show and I think previous shows, that even if there was a quid pro quo, you get your aid if you investigate the Biden's situation. The next issue becomes, well, does that rise to the remove him from office level of a high crime or misdemeanor? Or does it smack of partisan politics from people who just can't get over the fact that Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton in 2016? And I think you know which way I'd lean on that. And apparently, you know, a bunch of people who know a lot more than I do have come to the same conclusion. The phone number on WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Hey, there's one other question that really quickly I want to throw out. It has nothing to do with impeachment, but it does have to do kind of with the coronavirus. How many of you guys have been to China? No, I'm serious because I've never been. I have zero desire to go to China. But what I've heard from other callers to the show last week is that it's a lot more primitive than we might be led to believe, and it's a lot more congested than we might be led to believe. And obviously, I have the Wuhan virus in mind when I ask you that question. I mean, if I was offered a free trip to China, I wouldn't do it. It's just, I have no desire to go, man. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Chris in Buffalo holding on patiently. Chris, you're on.
Thank you, Tom. I think that, you know, getting to directly to your question, and it's tying in with the points I'm going to make, there is no reason for additional witnesses. I'm going to tell you why. There was no, by definition, quid pro quo that occurred. And we know that for a fact because the aid was released and no investigations were ever started. In fact, they haven't been started to this day. And the whole argument that the Democrats are making is that the aid was withheld in exchange for investigation. So even if Bolton says Trump wanted to hold the aid in exchange for investigations, even if Trump thought that or desired it or wanted it, he never did it. He never did it, and we know he never did it because the Ukrainians got the aid and no investigations were ever started.
But the beautiful part about witnesses to me would be actually twofold. Number one, the Bidens, and number two, Adam Schiff. And the whole whistleblower.
Tom, if I had complete confidence that all those other witnesses would be called and we could expose once and for all those other Democratic parties, witnesses and frauds that, and even Adam Schiff, if I had complete confidence that that was going to happen, then I might say yes. Let's go to the mat and let's, you know, put it all out there. They want to embolden. We're going to put all these other people out there. I am worried, however, that some Republicans will get weak and we won't end up with that scenario. In other words, we might get Bolton and maybe we get Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden pleads the fifth and that's it.
But there's a two-thirds majority required for conviction on these charges. Do you see any conceivable way that is a statistical probability?
No, I don't. But also the other thing that I wanted to point out too, that you know, this is another thing that bothers me about this whole process. And if you listen to Pam Bondi's presentation yesterday on all the corruption and the details regarding the Biden and even reports by the ABC, the Washington Post, questioning things about Hunter Biden and the Biden relationship. And you have a videotape of Joe Biden threatening to withhold aid in return for firing of a prosecutor. It's like being treated as if you can't even ask a question about that, that that's somehow a wrong. So even if Bolton, you know, even if he said, even if Trump said everything that Bolton said, you know, so what? So what if Trump wanted to ask about the Bidens? Listening to what was stated yesterday, I think we should look into it. That was outrageous. I didn't know all the details that I heard until I listened to that. I knew most of the things, but it was that's so outrageous for that to say that you can't even ask a question about that.
Well, my thinking is that you put some of these star Democrats and allies on the stand under cross-examination, and the innards of this attempted coup would be exposed to the public, and it might actually prove beneficial to the president.
Tom, that's a great thought. And again, as I said earlier, if I had complete confidence that the Republicans would do that, I would be more inclined toward that position. I think you make a great point. And if it were to end up that way, that might be as you say, more beneficial to the president. I am just worried that there's going to be some kind of, we'll get Bolton there, but and maybe we'll get Hunter, but we'll be reluctant to call a few others, or people won't have the stomach to really do what, as you say, you might need to do in order to flush some of these things out.
Well, and lurking in the background, and I forgive the repetition if folks have been listening all afternoon, but lurking in the background to me is this is political theater, which is aimed at voters who, for whatever reason, are not Trump people, and they're not never Trump people. They're somewhere in the ether. They're somewhere in the middle. Those are the people you're going to sway, because somebody who hates Donald Trump ain't going to change. Somebody who loves Donald Trump ain't going to change. It's those people who could go either way that you really are trying to lure to your side. And you got to think about the best strategy to do that.
Yes. Well, there's another point, too, I think, to consider, too. And, you know, I heard this.
No, I'm sorry. You got to hold on for your next point. I apologize, but we must break. I will get back to you on very, very short order here on WBEN. Let me go to line two, because line one didn't stay with us. Oh, sorry about that. Here's Frank in North Tonawanda. Frank, welcome. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. I wanted to put forth the idea that I don't know if people remember this, but Colonel Vindman's brother is the one that apparently leaked this to the New York Times. I don't know. Did you mention that already?
No, that has not come up.
Okay, because I just started listening at 5. I don't know if that was said. But basically, he's there in the White House only because Trump allows him to be in the White House. I think that Trump is put forth one of the greatest sting operations of all time, that this whole thing was to sucker the Democrats into begging for witnesses, and then the Republicans calling for those witnesses and dropping the hammer down, making all the information public, because we know on many attempts already that the Democrats have committed all kinds of what could even be deemed to be treasonous acts. So the FISA warrants work the other way, too. I know they were spying on Trump all those years, you know, before the election.
And he was ridiculed for saying that.
Yes, he was, but it's all come out now, and we could say it with certainty without being ridiculed ourselves.
So, you know, I have we haven't talked about the former National Security Council dude, but I have put forth the idea, not as a statement, but more of as a question. Is it possible that President Trump, by seeming to go against the Senate calling in additional witnesses, is really making the Democrats beg for something that ultimately will be their undoing, that this is a giant psych game by the president?
That's absolutely correct. And John Bolton's in on the plan. That's why John Bolton. No, think about this. Somebody in John Bolton's position would never write a tell-all book this quick after leaving the Oval Office and then actually criticizing the president. He's suckering them in, and then Trump's going to drop the hammer down, and he's going to expose everything. And Colonel Vindman's brother is one of the key leakers to the New York Times.
I mean, look, granted, our theory or our – yeah, I mean, it's a theory, something to be asked as a question. It might sound a little bit out there. It might sound a little bit wackadoodle. But President Trump is a master of psychological warfare, and it would not – this is one of those times where it would not surprise me, and I'm not trying to outthink myself.
And also think of Mitt Romney. A lot of people are scared about Mitt Romney. Remember all those times when President Trump met with Mitt Romney behind the scenes? He met with him at Mar-a-Lago. And I think that Mitt Romney's in on it, too, if you want to know the truth. He's come out as a never-Trumper. I think that whole play with John Roberts came out saying there's no Obama judges, there's just judges. Remember all of that, and they seemingly got into a spat. But every single time when it matters, Mitt Romney votes with the Republicans, and John Roberts votes with President Trump in his favor. So, I mean, they're doing all of this to sucker the Democrats in, and we are going to see the greatest sting operation come to conclusion once all these witnesses testify, because
time will tell. We will know the answer to that and many more exciting questions in the days and weeks to come. Tomorrow and Thursday are question days for senators. I'm very delighted you called. And yeah, I'll be the first to tell you, the theory sounds a little out there, but stranger things have happened. 5:56, and you are hearing News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.